We'll get out in that kitchen in red little spots and pans. We'll get out in that kitchen in red little spots and pans. We'll get out in that kitchen in red little spots and pans. And I'll roll my breakfast, cause I'm a hungry man. Come on, shake, rattle and roll. You better shake, rattle and roll. Come on, shake, rattle and roll. We're gonna shake, rattle and roll. Yeah, you won't do nothing to say, doggone soul.
Well, welcome back to the Mike Kira Radio Show. I am the community here at the Woodridge Public Library. My guests today are the Stingrays, a great classic rock and roll band. And Ron, yes, we first of all want to mention about your website and tell us about that. But first of all, I understand that this is a very good resource. It's got your schedules. It's got, I guess, samples and videos. So tell us all about that.
Well, the Stingrays.com is full of all kinds of really interesting things. It's got a lot of pictures in our picture gallery, which is taken by our girl that takes our pictures, Sue Nicka. And we've got a bunch of pictures of bands that we've opened for, such as the Ides of March, the Grassroots, Dion, Joy D, the Starlighters, and who else? Can you guys help me? The Buckinghams. Who else? There's a few more there, too. And it's got our schedule where you can find us. It's got a little bit of the band bios in there where you can read about the individual members of the band, a little bit of insight on our, our history of how we've been, introduced into music or whatever. And the Stingrays.com is really a great website, and it really does the band justice, I feel.
Right, and we want to talk, you do a variety of different performances, I'm assuming, including probably weddings and birthdays and bar mitzvahs and whatnot. So I guess the question is, to start this off, is somebody would like to book you guys, for a professional gig, how would they get in touch with you and such?
Well, they could go on the website, and then they could find the email link there. That's one way. So they could go on the Stingrays.com, and there's an email link right on the first page. Or they could just call 708-939-9008. That's our hotline. But you can leave a message at the end.
Right. And I got to tell you guys, one of the things that I do for Mike Kira Presents and I do for other projects was doing kind of a Chicago theme and, a Chicago promotion. And one thing I did want to mention that you guys do a lot of music from Chicago bands. Of course, the American Breed, the Shadows of Night, the Crying Shames, the Buckinghams. And tell us about your, the bands from Chicago that you perform. Frank?
Well, I think we artfully dodged my introduction to the band in the first segment of this show. So I'm going to artfully reintroduce myself here because I was one of the last people to join the group. The Stingrays, they invited me to join the group. And one of the things when I came into this group that I really enjoyed was the fact that we did play local music. And in particularly, I can't say I was a huge Buckinghams fan, but I do really like the sound of the Buckinghams. And we had the chance of playing with the Buckinghams not too many years ago. A lot of people will specifically ask to hear the Buckinghams. We just played a job the other night. It was a private job. We love playing the private jobs because when we play the private jobs, some people always have a taste for a certain kind of music. And this guy loved the Buckinghams. And I always like anybody who has a taste for the Buckinghams because we could get really pour it on and really have a good time. That's, to me, the excitement of playing Chicago music was that particular band. Ron, you got anything to say about it? You're a Gloria guy.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say about all the Chicago bands that we've opened for is they're all really a nice bunch of people, and they're more than generous as far as sharing the stage with us goes, and it's just a pleasure. It's a thrill, actually, to work with those guys. They're someone to look up to.
Right, that's great. And now we want to talk about, you know, we've been talking about different musicians that you pay tribute to, and, you know, you pay tribute to the Beatles and to Elvis and so many different bands and musicians. And Danny, I guess, where does these ideas come from? I mean, do you, you know, look in these oldies, you know, I don't know if there's oldies magazines, but if you, you know, you look in the records, I mean, you know, how do these bands get into your playlist?
Well, because we pretty much specialize in 50s and 60s music, we kind of look, well, at least I kind of look at the charts, the record sales charts in that area, between around from 54 or so up through the end of the 60s. And we try to get the most popular ones that suit our style and our instrumentation.
Okay, guys, we're getting to the nitty-gritty, and the question, I guess, of the minute is I want to ask you guys, you know, I know you have so many songs that you enjoy, so many different styles. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I would like to find out what's the music. I mean, I'm sure you guys all enjoy all the music you play, but, I mean, what – I'll start from Frank to Frank and ask you, what is your favorite? I mean, what is the music that you like to play that says, wow, that's a cool song? We'll start with Frank here.
I guess my favorite song to play is Midnight Special, and that was a hit for Johnny Rivers. You know, that's another thing. The four of us go out a lot together when we're not playing in a club. We'll all go out together, and we'll see other artists. And we all went out, and we saw Johnny Rivers and down in Joliet, and just he was wonderful. And I fell in love with the song. We added it, and it's one of the highlights for the night for me. How about you, Danny?
Well, I have to kind of go back to my childhood, which was around 1963 when the Beatles started becoming popular. The first song that I learned how to play was Honey Don't, which just wasn't even a Beatles song. It was a Carl Perkins song. But I really enjoy that one just because it takes me back to, you know, earlier days.
Well, I'm a 60s nut, actually. I like music from the 60s the best. British Invasion, I like a real lot. Turtles and Beatles and stuff like that. But I think the one song that we play that I like the most, and it's because it's the most fun to play, is probably Light My Fire by The Doors. And I really like it because we play it in its entirety. We don't chop it short. And the keyboard work in it is just tremendous. And our keyboard player, Frank Dobner, does a stupendous job on it.
And I think the music that I really enjoy playing most is when I can see somebody really lights up for something. And I see Herman's Hermits tunes make people dance. Mm-hmm. And now we do three songs now by the Herman's Hermits. And you could see the whole light character of the Herman's Hermits just lights up the crowd. We play She's a Must to Avoid, Henry VIII, and we play I'm Into Something Good. And just people just love that. I mean, they just dance right out of their chairs when they hear that music. So it's so much fun to watch people hear stuff and just kind of like be kind of involuntarily drawn out of their chairs to dance. So that's I think that's one of my favorites.
And really, realistically, I can't think of any songs that we don't play that isn't a danceable tune. And we try to gear ourselves to play songs that are danceable because people like to come out to clubs and they do like to have fun and they do like to dance. And along with that, like I think Frank might have mentioned earlier, we do have trivia contests, we have dance contests and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it's about the people and it's about the music. And we try to make it as fun as we possibly can. And I think, you know, the crowd has as much fun as the band does. The Stingrays, we have a riot.
Okay, guys, that's great. A few final plugs I want to make to our audience. They're coming up. It's a little bit a ways off, but around New Year's Eve, you guys do one heck of a show at Manhattan's. However, it's so crowded that maybe in about a month or two, you should be making your reservation for Manhattan's.
Yeah.
Because I know that Sue and Cindy were nice enough to get me, and like with a week notice, get me in the very last table. So I really appreciate that. So you've got a lot of shows coming up, and I want to give all you four of you guys a chance to have a final word, and you know, just tell us, you know, either about, you know, music, what your plans are in the future, you know, what future gigs are, and you know, some closing thoughts. And I'll start with you, Frank.
The future, just more of the same. I just am having so much fun playing with these guys and playing for everybody that we play for. I just want to do it until I can't anymore, and that's my future.
Yeah, well, rock and roll is definitely here to stay, and I'll be playing it the same way until I no longer can.
Yep, ditto to what they just said, and it's really enjoyable playing with the Stingrays. I'm surrounded by great musicians, and we're like brothers. We spend a lot of time off the stage. We go and see other bands, as was said earlier, and we go to a lot of outdoor concerts together. We do a lot of things off the stage. We're like brothers, and we have a lot of fun, and I look forward to many years playing with these guys.
And I guess I came really to play music, but what I ended up was with three other friends and a lot of people who love to come in to see us. I guess what I see in the future is I'd like to see some more. I expect to see some more original music.
Okay, guys, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Appreciate all the work you do in the community, the benefits you do, just bringing some kick butt rock and roll, bringing us back to a great time. I don't know if it's a time we necessarily live in currently, but it's great to be back and reliving all those memories, the days of old, all this great music. My guests have been the Stingrays, Frank, Ron, Danny, and Frank. You are listening to the Mike Kira Radio Show. I am the community here in the Woodridge Public Library. Special thanks to my guest, the Stingrays, and that's our edition of the show for today. Please catch us again next time.
You used to know this girl, she'd go out in the evenings and pick herself a mess of it, carry it out home, cook up a supper. That was about all they had to eat. They did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, live the girl that I swear to the world. May the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie.